Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care. Nahastan anila nijone go shabothya, nijone go shabothya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kiddushi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Ah!
music from the drum High Noon off their Kenyon Records CD entitled High Noon, The Way It All Began. That Northern Cree lead singer was Jay Dusty Bull. That drum song was an intertribal when all dancers are welcomed into the powwow dance grounds. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Today's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices edition is program 4 of Wolf Mountain Radio's series entitled Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists. One definition of justice from the dictionary is fairness or reasonableness, especially in the way people are treated and how decisions are made. Yad Kiddushi Native Center expands this definition to include our Mother Earth and all life. This concept of treating each other and the biosphere with dignity and respect is the basis of Yad Kiddushi Native Center's mission. It is the central focus of most every Wolf Mountain Radio program. There are many aspects of justice, legally and morally. Many justice issues are interconnected. Examples include cultural, racial, ethnicity, social, religious, gender, age, geographic, professional work status, educational levels, economic, energy, and environmental. Justice issues should also be considered as universal human rights, as well as the right of nature to be protected around the globe. Today's program features Voices for Justice. They are conversations with youth activists who were willing to share their views on a variety of issues with listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio. These interview topics are as varied as are my program guests. What they all have in common is their sincerity of concern and willingness to try to fight for justice. Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists, took place during Encuentros in Immokalee, Florida, a rural poor town in southwest Florida near where Yad Kiddushi Native Center is located. Encuentro is a Spanish term for gathering. Every year, Yad Kiddushi Native Center has the privilege to attend a national gathering of young people who are dedicated to standing up for poor people's dignity and human rights. The annual Immokalee Encuentro is hosted by the Student Farmworker Alliance. SFA is a decentralized network of diverse organizations and individuals working together for justice. The primary focus of SFA is being an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW. Most Wolf Mountain Radio listeners have heard many of our programs about CIW's efforts to defend themselves from social and economic exploitation by America's agribusiness food industry. The poverty and oppressive working conditions faced mostly by immigrant labor who harvest much of the fruits and vegetables Americans eat is nothing less than modern-day slavery. It is, as journalist Edward R. Murrow's classic documentary film title says, a harvest of shame. The grim reality of agricultural workers in farm fields and in food packing plants is little known by the general public. Abusive working conditions, payment levels below a fair living wage, exemption from labor rights, lack of safety regulations, police harassment, racism, substandard housing, and serious environmental health problems, other types of injustices occurring in Immokalee and in many other places in America and around the world. These issues are very important to Yad Kiddushi Native Center because, as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, I, like many other Native peoples in the world, have been a farm worker. In North America, not too long ago, before immigrant labor, much of the farm work was done by Native Americans. I grew up harvesting blueberries, cranberries, potatoes, apples, and working in horticulture. I remember working long hours for very little money. In those days, racism and lack of respect
by the growers was common, as it still is, towards the mostly Central American and Haitian workers who are the predominant labor force. Many of us American Indians were, like present-day workers, exposed to and made sick by agrochemical fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides. This is one of the reasons why I became a professional ecologist in order to fight against the poisoning of the people, land, and waters. This is a serious example of what many call environmental racism. Yadkinishi Native Center's support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers since its inception in 1995 has introduced me to many fine people, workers, student activists, community organizers, interfaith clergy, some members of the media, and even a few politicians who have an interest in these issues. Networking with people who care about injustice, especially the many students and young people across the country, gives me encouragement to continue my activism. I hope my conversations with the different program guests you will hear will likewise motivate you to fight for justice. The issues, campaigns, protests, actions, and achievements of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and their Student Farm Worker Alliance allies are well described on both CIW and SFA websites. Ways in which people can get involved and support this justice movement, as well as learning more about the struggle, are urged to visit CIW and SFA's websites, which are www.ciw-online.org and www.sfalliance.org for more information. I also want to remind Wolf Mountain Radio listeners that Yadkinishi Native Center has produced many Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices radio programs about the CIW, agribusiness, and farm worker struggles that can be heard anytime on the internet at www.radioforall.net. While today's program conversations include CIW issues, since Inquentro participants are in Immokalee in order to support the coalition, many of the views expressed by my guests encompass other serious topics those of us who are concerned about the well-being of all life share. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yadkinishi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wantakwasin, to all of our relations. One of the most enjoyable aspects of attending the annual Encuentros is the opportunity for me to talk with participants who come from various geographic and cultural backgrounds. Some are longtime activists who represent a national organization or campaign that supports the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Student Farm Worker Alliance. Other participants may represent a community group that is an ally to CIW and SFA. There are also some young people who are new to social justice issues and are here for their first time. In addition, Encuentro participants range in age from high school to graduate school. Above all, the Encuentro is a space where people can openly share ideas and experiences in an atmosphere of respect and equality for everyone while we work for justice and broader efforts for creating a better world. In this program, you will hear from different young people who came over to my broadcast table. I hope you enjoy these audio snapshots. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wantakwasin, to all of our relations. My first guest, Eric, is a high school student from the Philadelphia Student Union. The PSU exists to build the power of young people to demand a quality education in their public schools. One special project of the union is their youth-produced radio program, On Blast. Like our Wolf Mountain Radio, On Blast chooses subject matter that amplifies the voices of those not being heard, those who are routinely hurt and misrepresented by the mainstream media. Eric, since you are involved with the Philadelphia Student Union radio program, as a way of welcoming you to Wolf Mountain Radio, let me first air the On Blast promo.
Education for liberation means that our education prepares us to be able to change the world around us. It prepares us to be critical thinkers who can participate in democracy, not just test-taking robots who are prepared for low-wage jobs.
Listen to On Blast. This radio show is produced by the Philadelphia Student Union. We are young people uniting and organizing to better our schools. Tune into WPEV 88.1 FM every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
The students united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The students united will never be defeated.
My name is Eric and I'm from West Philadelphia and I'm a part of an organization called the Philadelphia Student Union, which is a youth-led organization organizing around an idea that youth aren't the future, because that'll be implying that they're not, that they can't do anything now. We have in the Student Union a radio show at a local radio station, 88.1, called On Blast, where we try to be the alternative to mainstream media. We have a few segments on the radio show, one being the song breakdown, where we take the most popular song from the most popular artist on radio right now, and we break it down whether it's a negative message or a positive message. So far, all we really did was negative messaging. We also do segments and PSAs about our actions, and we do a bunch on radio to basically outreach to the community, to people who don't really understand or know the status of the schools that are in their own community.
Eric, what have you learned or gotten from being here at the Immokalee Encuentro?
Well, the fact that people with nothing could build a movement as strong as this, and basically other organizations coming together with different organizing ideas and all uniting for like one strategy.
Eric, agriculture and farm workers are usually considered as issues related to rural America. You live in a large city, Philadelphia, far from places where food is produced. Obviously, wherever one lives, one must eat. Yet there is a great disconnect between urban people and where food comes from. How do urban people relate to issues of agribusiness, farm worker labor, fair food living wage, the issues I term fighting for poor people's dignity and justice that is the focus of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers?
Poverty and gentrification, basically. Universities move poor people and minorities out of their community, forcing them to move somewhere else to find somewhere where they can live, where they can get jobs. Similar to immigrants who moved all the way out from where they are to get jobs.
Eric, thank you for sharing some thoughts with our worldwide listeners. I often like to ask each program guest, especially young people, how do you feel about the future? Your generation is faced with many serious global issues. Do you have hope for the future? Are you optimistic?
Yeah, actually, I am kind of looking forward to the future and understanding that political education and organizing is definitely getting popular within youth. Youth want to reclaim their own future.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. I am here in Immokalee, Florida, attending an annual SFA Encuentro. This gathering brings students and young people together for 4 days of networking to support poor people's struggles for dignity and justice. The unifying focus of the Encuentro is being an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. CIW is a grassroots, community-based organization comprised mostly of immigrant Latino, Haitian, and Mayan Indian farm workers fighting against socioeconomic exploitation by the agribusiness, food, and restaurant industry. As a longtime supporter of CIW and SFA, I have the privilege to attend every annual Encuentro and interview some of the youth activists on Wolf Mountain Radio. My next guest is a young woman from New College of Florida. New College is a member of the University System of Florida. The school is considered a national leader in the arts and sciences, specializing in student-centered learning through collaborative curriculum development and independent research. Every year, new college students host a weekend teach-in known as All Power to the Imagination Conference. I've had the opportunity to speak at their Progressive Activist Gathering. It is now my pleasure to welcome Miss Andrea Ortiz to Wolf Mountain Radio. Would you please share some of your thoughts and experiences being here at the Encuentro?
Hello, I'm Andrea Ortiz. I go to school in Sarasota, Florida, New College of Florida. I've had a great experience here this weekend. I've learned a heck of a lot. I've talked about organizing strategy. I've talked a lot about problems within organizing or successes and how to like progressively get better and better to organize resistance against like the evils of capitalism.
How, as a young person, did you first hear about CIWSFA and what, in a sense, motivated you, especially a student who's often very busy just doing academic work?
I've always kind of been involved with labor issues and with issues of immigration because I am an immigrant as well from Colombia. When I got to college, I learned more and more about what Immokalee was and what the struggle that they were having in Immokalee and various places within Florida with modern-day slavery or slave-like conditions. I definitely felt like this was a cause that I could get into.
One of the aims of the Encuentro is learning about other justice issues around the world. You mentioned that you are from Colombia, South America. It is a country that has quite a relationship with the United States. I am interested to hear your comments about what is called Plan Colombia and any views you have about American-Colombian relationships. For the benefit of our worldwide listeners, Plan Colombia was at first supposedly a concept to improve serious socioeconomic conditions of those in Colombia living in poverty. It was also a strategy to combat the violence between right-wing paramilitary forces and left-wing guerrilla organizations in order to try and bring peace to the country. Plan Colombia was announced by President Andrés Pastrana Arango in 1999. Plan Colombia was supposed to create many development projects funded by various countries and multilateral aid organizations. It became primarily a U.S. government foreign policy initiative to strengthen Colombia's police and military. Many of Colombia's security force are graduates of the infamous U.S. Army School of the Americas. Colombia's government is known for ruling oppressively, violating human rights. Many of the poor who call for social and economic reform are treated harshly. Critics of Plan Colombia say U.S. foreign aid also supports the right-wing paramilitary who abuse the civilian population and are known to have death squads. Washington's support of Plan Colombia has the public image of fighting the drug trade. One methodology is spraying highly poisonous herbicides and pesticides in trying to eradicate coca plants. The toxic chemicals destroy field crops and contaminate the soil and water. Chemical spraying affects farmers' livelihoods, not to mention allegiance to the Colombian government. The herbicides and pesticides also cause many human health problems in the rural villages. One must wonder if Plan Colombia is a strategy to control the energy and natural resources of the country. Colombia exports oil to the United States. Andrea, what is your response to Plan Colombia and U.S.-Colombian relations?
I definitely don't like U.S. imperialism, not in my homeland, not in any other place. I don't believe in the extent of the military, the extent of the power that the United States has created for themselves all over the world. Every day I try to struggle against that power, but it really kills me to think that we have Plan Colombia and basically Plan Mexico, and we continuously support causes of colonialism and imperialism, whether it be in Colombia or anywhere in South America or Central America. We're usually doing the wrong things, and we're usually doing it for profit and for money, and it kills me to think that I might be part of that. So I know that I have to always and continuously be a part of the resistance.
Andrea, thank you for sharing your views today on Wolf Mountain Radio. I often like to ask program guests, especially young people like yourself, if you have hope for the future. Do you feel many people of your generation care about the many injustices occurring throughout the world?
I definitely think that the youth is a very big part of any movement. I surround myself with people that kind of believe in the same ideology and believe in getting rid of distinctions of race, class, gender, heterosexual power. I'm trying to get away from all those identities that kind of impose power. I feel like there's still so many problems with those identifications and with those categorizations of power. And I don't feel like the youth is all the way organized or concerned, because we constantly like keep being put with that image, whether it be on TV or whether it be with the clothes you buy or the things you consume or the commodities you have. They're like a facade that doesn't allow you to kind of realize the problems that people are facing in communities of color or Native American communities. It's just something that we need to like allow people to realize in their own way and in their own time, but at the same time we need to push for that as much as we can, especially because the youth will be a big part of any kind of movement we have.
Oh,
Music from Native American flutist Mary Youngblood and Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah off Mary Silverwave Records CD entitled Heart of the World. Heart of the World is what the indigenous Uwa people term their homeland in what is now called Colombia. The name of that song was Song for Ingrid. It honors the deaths of Menominee Indian Ingrid Washnawatok, Terence Freitas, and Lahani Gay in northeast Colombia. The three human rights workers were helping the native Uwa build a school and cultural center. The Uwa were also trying to defend their sacred land from more energy development and oil pollution. Due to violence from right-wing paramilitary or guerrillas like FARC in Colombia, both sides have been suspect in their murders. My next Encuentro guest is Guadalupe Gomez. I met Ms. Gomez during the time she was a Student Farm Worker Alliance intern here in Immokalee. Lupe currently serves on SFA's steering committee. It is always a fine pleasure to meet young people who volunteer their time and energy for social justice. My friend, would you please say hello to our worldwide listeners and tell us how you became involved in the farm worker struggle?
My name is Guadalupe Gomez, and I first heard about the campaign for fair food when I was at Notre Dame. 5 years ago, I was a freshman. It was in 2004. A friend of mine had gone on an alternative spring break. She came down to Immokalee. I actually hadn't known her at this time, but those students that came down for the alternative spring break, they came back to the university and started a campaign there. And, you know, I started hearing about this hunger strike that one of the students was doing, who later became a really good friend of mine. I'm hearing how, you know, they were finding the administration that didn't want to sit down with the students and talk about cutting the contract that they had with Notre Dame. So from there I got involved. I didn't think it was right and made me angry, so I started getting involved. I also participated in a rolling hunger strike that 150 students did at Notre Dame, and in the end we won. Since then I've been very involved. I was first actually saw or heard in person the CIW present when I went to Taco Bell Victory Tour in 2005, and I was just like so inspired, you know. It's just a completely different thing. I mean, the movement itself, you know, hearing it even from a student, you know, it moves you either way, but when you hear it from the workers themselves and when you're actually marching there right next to them and sitting there talking to them, having breakfast, and, you know, like, they're real people. Like, it's not just an idea. It becomes real. I think it just, like, makes your commitment to everything a whole lot stronger. From there, my involvement just kept growing and growing. Became part of the steering committee, the first steering committee I was on for 2 years. Then finally I came down to Immokalee as an intern last fall, a year ago. I was here for 6 months, and that was definitely one of the most intense experiences of my life, but also one of my favorite. I miss it. I wish I was still back here. You know, I learned so much. It was a great way for me to actually frame all of my philosophies. You know, I shared a lot of ideas, but I just didn't exactly know how to put it together. You know, the feelings were there, the thoughts were there, but I just never knew how to really express what my philosophies were or whatnot. But working with the coalition definitely helped me frame everything and kind of be able to say, these are what my beliefs are, and this is what I believe in, and actually be able to communicate it to other people. I'm just really grateful to be able to be part of this struggle. You know, it's an honor.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitishi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. I'm here in Immokalee, Florida, speaking with students and young people attending the 4th annual SFA Encuentro. Like I've done at every other previous Encuentros, I set up a small broadcast table and invite anyone at the gathering to share thoughts about issues that concern them. Sitting here at the microphone is Miss Liz Marie Alvarado. Originally from Nicaragua, Central America, Liz is a student at Florida International University, FIU, located in Miami, Florida, states on their website that FIU have been locally and globally engaged for more than 4 decades, finding solutions to the most challenging problems of our time. Certainly, global justice is a most challenging problem. It is now my pleasure to welcome Liz Marie Alvarado to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Hello, my name is Liz Marie Alvarado, and I am from Nicaragua, but I live in Miami, and I go to Florida International University. I came here because I think it's important always to meet other people that are doing the same work, to meet each other face to face, because it's important to give each other strength as students and to take back to where we come from, to just get energized. Because sometimes it can get really hard when a lot of people are apathetic and have so much negative energy towards what you're doing. So it's important to come into a space for healing, but also to get energy from, good energy that you need to keep going.
One of Yad Kiddushin Native Center's purpose is to encourage young people to care about and take action against the many injustices occurring in the world. This is why Yad Kiddushin Native Center advises and supports various youth organizations. While I hope our mentoring work helps young people, I must also say that I don't think many older activists of my generation listen and learn from young people. Youth voices are not respected enough within progressive movements. How do you feel about this? Are you hopeful about the future?
I don't think there's a lot of respect out there for young people, but I think that's why we organize, to demand that respect. And I am very hopeful about the future, because just as it is bad as it is, I mean, it wasn't always like that, and it changed, so we can always bring that back, because it was constructed to be bad, so we can deconstruct it to be good, and that's why I'm here. As long as we're alive, as long as we can do, then that's what we gotta do.
Miss Alvarado, you mentioned that you were from Nicaragua. Central America is a region of the globe that I've spent time there as a journalist. Wolf Mountain Radio often provides news about Central America, especially the situations facing indigenous peoples in that part of the world they term Abiyala. As a Nicaraguan, what are your views about the Miskito, Sumu, and Rama Native peoples? Yad Kiddushin Native Center supports indigenous peoples' rights of self-determination and sovereignty. Certainly, the 43-year dictatorship of the Somoza family from 1936 to 1979 harshly ruled over tribal communities. Native lands were exploited for commercial forestry, farming, and fisheries. In 1979, when the Sandinistas took power, many hoped that indigenous peoples' call for autonomy and land rights would be honored. I certainly preferred Daniel Ortega's government rather than the Somoza regime. However, the Sandinistas did not fully respect or recognize the rights of Miskito, Sumu, and Rama Indians. Even now in the 21st century, indigenous peoples of Nicaragua are still controlled by a powerful national government that exploits Indian lands for energy and natural resources. There is still no real meaningful indigenous people's autonomy or self-determination. Would you please comment?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was very difficult when the revolution happened to have that connection with the Atlantic, because since the time of Somoza, the dictatorship, the Atlantic was completely forgotten. So this was the first time in which the people from the Pacific were actually trying to have some connection with the people from the Atlantic. So some of them saw it as an invasion, but at least this was the first time in which it was actually a want and a need to get together as Nicaraguans. And I think there was a lot of misunderstanding as a result of that separation of many, many years. But I think the fact that there was even legislation trying to fix that shows that there was a good heart, there was an intent to do that, while that never happened before, ever again. And also there was a lot of pressure from the United States, and to make it as an excuse that, oh, they're killing the natives, while in result they were killing all the natives in my country. So they were using that as an excuse, while all the native people in the United States were repressed. They're saying, oh, liberate your natives. So it was ridiculous.
I agree with your view that the U.S. government statements under President Ronald Reagan saying that the Sandinistas oppressed Miskito, Sumu, and Rama Indians were ridiculous. Washington created a public relations campaign to discredit Daniel Ortega's government. One example was a State Department-sponsored speaking tour across America by two supposed Indian leaders, Stedman Fagath and Brooklyn Rivera, who were willing to play along with U.S. foreign policy agenda for Nicaragua. While, as I said earlier, the indigenous peoples in Nicaragua did have serious legitimate issues of how Sandinistas exercised power and disregarded native rights, well-respected native leaders like Armstrong Wiggins, whom I interviewed several times, often expressed a majority view that favored Daniel Ortega's government over the right-wing Contras that were supported by the CIA. I certainly hope that indigenous peoples in Nicaragua and throughout Central America will soon have self-determination and eventually sovereignty as native nations in the land of their ancestors.
The storm gathers soon, the wind begins to call. People marching on the street with the Manuela sisters, mi dama. The U.S. sends in Marines, stands warships off the shore. It's April 1965 in Santo Domingo, but the sea is rising. Se agita el mar, heroes roar, y gritamos, abril siempre abril, abril siempre abril, abril siempre abril, victory will be ours. Winds are blowing again, en la República Dominicana. People rising to resist, IMF demands for gold. Young imperialistas shake their guns to scare the sea, but waves gather steadily to rise and crush them all. And the sea is rising, se agita el mar, hear us roar, y gritamos, abril siempre, abril, abril siempre, abril, abril siempre, abril, victory will be ours. The face of the future can already be seen. Nicaragua, Angola, Vietnam, Cuba. Abril, 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 lo vamos a repetir. No matter how many Aprils it takes, the people will be gone, yeah. Cause the sea is rising, se agita el mar, hear us roar, y gritamos, abril siempre, abril, abril siempre, abril, abril siempre, abril, victory will be
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yatkadichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yatkadichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yatkadichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yatkadichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yatkadichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yatkadichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yatkadichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yatkadichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yatkadichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yatkadichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkadichi Native Center, write to Yatkadichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkadichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
The music you heard prior to our Yatkadichi Native Center program identification was from Wolf Mountain Radio's audio library, featuring a recording by the All People Singers classic song, Abril Siempre Abril, a song of people's resistance against brutal governments, many of whom were supported by the United States. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. I wish to again express my appreciation to all of today's Wolf Mountain Radio's program guests for sharing their views. Please visit the Coalition of Mockley Workers and the Student Farm Work Alliance's websites for more information. They are www.ciw-online.org and www.sfalliance.org. Please listen next time for Program 5 of Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists from the Immokalee and Nkrentro. Yadkinishik Native Center, host and producer of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, encourages worldwide listeners to get involved in campaigns and actions for justice, however you can and wherever you live. The society we now have and the type of life future generations will inherit depends upon everyone everywhere working together for a better world for all. We shall conclude today's broadcast with music by Diné Navajo, singers Jay and Tanisha Begay, off their Kenyon Records CD entitled Night of the Northern Lights. The song you will hear is the title track, Night of the Northern Lights. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinawantakwasin to all of our relations.
Wait. Way-oh.